Delighted to be here. Thank you.
So it's an FAI Senior Cup week, which gives the league stuff a bit of a break. We might start with a chat about Finn Harps' form heading into tomorrow's tie at home to UCD. Suffered their first defeat in six last week to UCD. Up until that point, Declan, it was all looking really positive for Kevin McHugh's team, and they had put an impressive run of results together.
Yeah, the form has been good. We've been good up until obviously coming up to play UCD, but we know how difficult it is up there, and UCD have done well against Hearts this year as well. So, and a good team, and surprisingly, actually, the UCD are where they are. Last year, they were up near the top of the table, fighting with Cork, but this year they're not going as well as they were last year. But yeah, listen, still good players, good quality, and can really hurt you. And we know that UCD are a good team. Obviously, I watched some of the Harps UCD match, and where their UCD came out and top 3-1, and probably there's stages throughout the game that are kind of flipped from one end to the next, but UCD have that quality to hurt you when they're on top as well. So, but still, it's a big test for the Harps against UCD, obviously at home, but you're expecting them to have a big performance, and maybe they this time they might come out the right side of the result.
Yeah, so beaten 3-1 last week. Tomorrow, the same opponents again, but this time it's in the cup. What do Harps have to do to turn what was a negative result from last week into a positive result this week, in your opinion?
Yeah, listen. Yeah, I suppose usually you've got a couple of quality players that can cause you real problems. And we need to be really careful of them. At top end of the pitch, they help players that can tear you apart pretty much. If you switch off, so obviously defend well at home. You're looking for hopefully trying to get a clean sheet as well. And if you can get that, that'll obviously play into a very favorable position for them to go and win the game. But it'll not be an easy game, for far from it. And I suppose from the negative side for UCD would be that they won obviously the last game 3-1, and quite comfortably in the end. They're coming out to down to Finn Park expecting to win again, and so and normally when you play a team close back to back, especially in cup matches, it never goes as well as you expect. So you're hoping that UCD won't obviously play as well, and Harps opportunity to gain that home advantage and to win the game.
You'll have loads of experience playing in league and cup football, Declan. Is there a difference in terms of the mindset going into playing these cup ties, or is there maybe a bit less pressure in the minds of the players when it's a cup game compared to the league?
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, it's an opportunity to switch off from the league campaign, regardless of how well or how bad you're doing. So it's a free shot. And the cup games, anything can happen. It's about performing on the day, regardless of what sort of form you have coming in. And most times you expect the home teams to come out on top if the teams are quite close together in regards to their position on the table. So yeah, and also the game has to be finished as well, so it might go down to extra time and penalties. So it could be a longer night than you expect, maybe in Fern Park on Friday night. But listen, it's there's new players coming in as well, so they'll obviously have a bit more experience in their second game playing for Harps. They're at home, and you're expecting Harps to have a big performance, and if they can do that and play to their maximum, they have a really good chance of getting through the next round of the cup.
Yep, well, we'll see how Finn Harps get on. We'll have live updates from that game here in Highland from the kickoff at 7:45 tomorrow evening. Now, moving on to Derry City, they face First Division Treaty United tomorrow night in the Cup. Declan, Tiernan Lynch will have been annoyed to have been beaten by Sligo last week. They were on such a good run, and even though Sligo have been improved recently, Derry will feel they should have went there and won that game.
Yeah, I mean, Derry had were probably the current and the best form going up that match. Did four results in the bounce, which was a big form. I was actually at the match as well, and surprisingly, it kind of happens sometimes when you won comfortably the week before. I mean, comfortably beating Waterford obviously at home, and then you come up to Sligo. But Sligo was always a difficult place for Derry down through the years. Derry came earlier in the season and won a 1-0 victory. And to be fair to Derry, their defensively they've been very good all year and conceded very little goals. But on Saturday night, just didn't perform to the level that they should probably have, and with the quality of players they have. And we know Michael Duffy is their main man, and he's probably, currently at the moment, probably the player of the year. He's in line for it if the season was to stop tomorrow morning. But he didn't light it up as he normally done, and they rely heavily on him to obviously create that bit of magic, which he can do and has done regularly. But Derry just weren't themselves. First half, I thought they were very poor. Second half, they got a wee bit better. They defended the two goals that Sligo got very poorly on the night, and Sligo scored and probably deserved to win the game 3-0. So, for Derry City now is obviously a bit resetting. They have a tricky tie going on to Treaty United, who they're in good form themselves and they're at home. So, we're expecting a big performance, but with the quality of players that Derry have in the squad and players coming off, obviously, starting 11, players coming off the sub, you expect them to go around and win that game. And really, with the form they're in as well, you expect them to potentially go on a good cup run and maybe get to the FAI Cup final.
Yeah, as you say, on paper, Derry definitely win the game tomorrow. But I mean, as we all know, football's not played on paper. It's a long trip down to the road to Limerick. The weather's unpredictable these days. Do you think there is a potential for a slip up from the Premier Division side, or do you expect them to go down and do the business?
No, I expect them to be simply do the business. Just the quality of players they have all over the pitch. They had a bad result last week. You expect them to be get a positive result this week and bounce back, and that'll bring them back into the league format and good form as well. So listen, sometimes going away from home is not easy, and it's how you conduct yourself. But for some reason, Derry just weren't at themselves last week. But as I said earlier, the reset, kind of stuff that didn't work, that they weren't happy about, defensively. Against Sligo, they defended poorly for the goals, but to be fair to them, they've been excellent all year defensively. So you're expecting them then obviously to correct those things and to work to a very good performance down in Limerick and through the next round of the cup.
Another game that sticks out tomorrow is the meeting of Dundalk and Sligo Rovers. It's always interesting when a team, the tie flying in the first division comes up against a team that are near the bottom of the Premier Division. How do you see that one going?
Yeah, that's going to be tight enough, Obviously, Dundalk are, as you say, flying high. I think they got beaten against Bray last weekend. So that's the fourth. They haven't been beaten too often throughout the season. Obviously, Hearts beat them as well earlier in the season. So, listen, you're expecting with the quality of players, you're expecting to go there and get, to probably get through, but it'll not be easy. You mentioned it, like Sligo have got a lot of, results in the last 4 or 5 weeks, and they've pushed 8 points clear of Cork City as well. So they're actually coming in a very positive frame of mind as well. And they've added players as well in July. So, there's 4 or 5 extra players, and that's given them a wee bit of a bounce from that. But listen, it's away in the dock. The pitches, we all know, it's not the greatest pitch in the world awkward to play on. Dundalk are in really good form at home, especially. And obviously, they're going to come with confidence as well. So that game could go anyway. You're hopeful. That Sligo have the quality and they can produce a good performance, but if they don't produce a good performance, they could be out of the cup.
What about the rest of the fixtures, Declan? There's a few David v Goliath ties in
Yeah.
there. Do you see any of the top sides being potentially caught out during?
Nah, it's, you're looking through it and there's not too many. Like St Pat's are playing UCD. St Pat's results, performances have been good, results haven't been as good. So, you think, is that a tricky one? And it's not hard to know. UCD obviously came last year and beat Sligo in the showgrounds. So, can they produce another big performance away from home on that one? I don't think so. I think St Pat's, with the quality they have, will want it. Kerry and Athlone, that's another first division one. So, that could go either way. Kerry, you'd think at home maybe could win that one. Shamrock Rovers, Wexford. Wexford done really well last year, got the semi final, and give drawn a real fright as well, but Shamrock Rovers with the quality they have, and they had no game at the weekend as well. So, expecting them to produce a big performance, obviously, and get through the next round of the cup. So, not too many. Obviously, a few non-league games as well, so an opportunity for some of the non-league teams maybe to get through. But yeah, listen, the bigger teams, you expect them all to get through this round of the cup.